Okay, we are back. We'll get ready for a Friday show tomorrow. The crime report, loads of stuff to go over with the Sarge tomorrow. Lots of happening on a Friday. We've got some surprises for you. First, though, Charles Fischillo, you know him well, one-time state senator in New York, and now doing yeoman's work as far as the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. President and CEO, what a job he has done over the years. I'll tell you, we miss him in the Senate, but man, some of the stuff he's doing right now for Alzheimer's and everything else. And we welcome him to the airwaves here on LA News Radio. Sir, how are you? Always great to have you. You know that.
Doing great, Jay. Great to hear your voice, and thanks for having me on.
Man, I'll tell you, if only the Fischillos would exist in Albany these days to put some semblance of common sense, as I say, sir. But we don't have you anymore over there, so it is what it is. But you have some great stuff happening. Let's get to that first. May 4th is looming large in my head, Chuck. Tell the folks what's happening.
So we at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is going to be holding a free webinar for New York State veterans and their families on Tuesday, May 4th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. to provide them with information about brain health, memory screenings, and veterans' benefits in the states. You know, Jay, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, veterans, and this is why we're doing this, may be at a higher risk for dementia based on their military experience. And when you think about more than 700,000 veterans live in the state and more than 130,000 on Long Island, this webinar is critically important for them to participate.
It is so important, and you, and so many details within, right? You're going to have screenings, a lot of conversations, families, and everything else to get involved here. You guys are really going the gambit here, right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Absolutely. And, you know, we're going to have a representative from the New York State Division of Veterans Services that's going to talk about the services and support in New York State. And then we're going to have two of our department heads. One is going to talk about the importance of memory screening, and then the importance of brain health and early detection of Alzheimer's disease. We want to make sure veterans and families are better educated to the warning signs of dementia, early detection, and steps that they can reduce their risk, and what programs that we have at AFA that are available to them. You know, Jay, we owe them a debt of gratitude for their service to this country, and this is the least we can do to give back.
And it's just so great what you guys are doing. We did a PSA on it, folks, so you'll hear that periodically until the 4th at 11 o'clock in the morning then. And so important, brain health, dementia, warning signs, memory screenings, veterans benefits, and it's free. And that's what you love about this, because it's one of those brain health awareness webinars, as it's called, for the veterans here in this state and their families. And you can register. It's a free service on May the 4th. You visit the Alzheimer's Foundation American website. I'll give it out right now. www.alzfdn.org/veterans. One more time, www.alzfdn.org/veterans. Register. It's a free deal, folks. May 4th. You can't go wrong here. Now, Charles, you know, so many people, so many terrible stories, tough stories of this dreaded illness. And, you know, I have conversations all the time. You know, I look what's happening right now in our world, pandemic, warp speed. We got a vaccine out there. We got multiple pharmaceuticals out there with a shot. More coming, by the way. And, you know, you can't help but think, and I say this all the time, why can't we have warp speed when it comes to Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer? Why can't we figure these things out? They've been in the battle so long. What kind of progress are we making with Alzheimer's? Because I could name a dozen people that we read about, famous people, that have contracted this thing. And it almost seems like you don't hear from them anymore. They're almost in another region, another area. They're locked away. They're living out their days. Their families are taken care of. It's gut-wrenching. It really is. But are we making progress? I mean, you know better than anyone on this.
Yeah, Jay, every single day we take a step forward, and there is about 2,000 trials going on in this country right now for a cure or better treatment, and we're on the cusp of that, and I'm hopeful that this year or next year we see better treatment for this disease to, you know, to slow the progression down and enhance somebody's quality of life. This pandemic has been devastating to everybody. But individuals living with Alzheimer's disease, there's been a greater risk of acceleration of the disease, loneliness, isolation. This is not good for anybody. You know, even the caregivers, Jay, the emotional and physical stress for caregivers caring for somebody with Alzheimer's disease has been heightened tremendously.
Great point regarding isolationism, right? Because think about it, folks. One who just sits there, nobody to talk to, nobody to exercise the brain cells, so to speak. That's detrimental as far as being contributing factors to this. And
it
that's
is
why
detrimental, but that's right? why we, sure. we encourage people to get, but we also encourage people to get vaccinated, you know, take advantage of what's available now and get out there and get vaccinated. We need to get our society back in operation. We need to get people engaging. Look, we're social butterflies, you know. We engage. We like to talk to people. We like to see people. And that's so critically important, and that hasn't happened. But if you're still isolated, if you're still, let's stay at home, stay connected with people. Pick up the phone, do a FaceTime, send an email, do a text. It's so critically important that we have that social engagement in any form possible.
I tell the story all the time with my mother-in-law. You know, she's going to turn 88 this year, but, you know, we put her in a quarantine, and, you know, you can see the effects physically of what it has had. You can only imagine from, you know, a impairment standpoint as far as mental health, and that's one of the things we always talk about, too. We're going to be talking about your event. It's big, May 4th, for the great veterans out there and their families. It's a free webinar. It's a brain health awareness webinar, folks. We'll keep at it May 4th at 11, and the website and everything else, we'll keep giving it. Charles, you're doing a great job. Keep up the great work. You're the right guy. You always were. And hopefully one day we'll talk about breakthroughs and everything else. How's that?
That's great. Jay, have a great day. Thanks for having me on.